Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A lot of Colorado politicians are trying to get the Biden administration's attention these days. The governor, a couple of senators, local leaders, they all want to talk about the future of the Bureau of Land Management. The BLM manages hundreds of millions of acres of public lands with multiple uses, from recreation to oil and gas. BLM headquarters relocated about a year ago from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction, Colorado. The idea of the move received bipartisan support, but the way it was done has led to a lot of second guessing. As Colorado Public Radio's Caitlin Kim reports, while Colorado leaders are pushing for the headquarters to remain in state, the Biden administration may have other ideas.
Robin Brown is proud of her city. The executive director of the Grand Junction Economic Partnership thinks the federal government should keep its Bureau of Land Management headquarters in, well, Grand Junction. It's been a boon to the local economy.
The jobs and their high wage jobs and the cachet that comes with being the home of the BLM headquarters.
But others take a dimmer view of the move out west. Scott Braden is director of the Colorado Wildlands Project.
The move caused a lot of damage to the agency. So I feel like it hasn't been a fully functional headquarters.
According to the Interior Department, of the 328 D.C.-based BLM headquarters employees slated to move across the West, only 41 did. The rest, just over 87%, retired or found work elsewhere. Some would say trimming the size of government is a good thing. But for Aaron Weiss, deputy director of the Center for Western Priorities, these numbers confirmed his worst fears.
The headquarters move was not a move. It was simply an evisceration of the agency.
Weiss says the Trump administration scattered BLM headquarters jobs across the West, in essence decentralizing the agency and losing a lot of knowledgeable people in the process. So, what's the Biden administration to do? Steve Ellis worked for the BLM for 38 years, rising to become deputy director of operations before he retired. He has some suggestions.
Don't look in the rearview mirror, but look forward. Focus on the future. Solidify what you want the BLM to be, and then organize around that.
Some conservation groups want the president to move the BLM's headquarters back to Washington, D.C. Others advocate a more surgical approach, leaving a western headquarters or hub in Grand Junction. Nada Culver with the National Audubon Society says the department should not uproot people who did make the move out west or were hired there.
Because we don't want to make the same mistakes of having some immediate edict that says, and now you shall all have to move.
During a teletown hall, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert touted her work to keep BLM in her district. She has a different view of where senior leaders should be.
It only makes sense to have the people managing hundreds of millions of acres of land located near that land and accessible to those communities.
Boebert has written a letter to the Biden administration that other House Republicans like Colorado's Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn signed on to. Aaron Weiss doesn't expect it to have much impact.
Lauren Boebert has zero sway with the Biden administration.
It's not just that she's a Republican or a freshman, but her combative tweets to objecting to the election certification don't set her up as someone the administration could negotiate with.
And that's certainly not a good starting point when it comes to BLM headquarters.
That leaves Colorado's Democrats to make the case for Grand Junction. And the state's governor and its two senators have already written the Biden administration. Robin Brown from the Grand Junction Economic Partnership organized a roundtable with state and local officials from both parties to keep BLM headquarters, or at least part of it, in Grand Junction.
I think the only thing that will save the BLM headquarters in Grand Junction is a true bipartisan effort from the entire Colorado delegation, a coordinated effort.
That might be easier said than done, given the current personalities. The Interior Department said in a statement that new leadership will work with BLM career staff to understand the ramifications of the headquarters move and determine if adjustments need to be made. For Here and Now, I'm Caitlin Kim.
And just this morning, the National Audubon Society's Nada Culver was named Deputy Director for Policy and Programs of the BLM.